Joe Biden asked to disclose how many Afghans have been accused of crimes on U.S. bases. By John Binder on September 28, 2021. President Joe Biden must disclose how many Afghans brought to the United States in recent weeks as part of his administration's massive resettlement operation have been accused of crimes while living on a number of U.S. military bases, Reps. Andy Biggs, R.Oz, and Tom Tiffany, R.Y., say. After two Afghan men were hit with federal charges for sexual and violent crimes they allegedly committed while living on the Fort McCoy base in Wisconsin last week, Biggs and Tiffany sent a letter to Biden asking him to disclose the total number of Afghans who have been accused of crimes on U.S. bases. The American people deserve to know what is happening, including a full accounting of criminal complaints involving Afghans housed at U.S. bases since evacuees began arriving in the U.S. last month, Biggs and Tiffany write. Given that thousands of Afghan parolees are reportedly free to leave when they choose, the public also deserves to know exactly how many Afghans without special immigrant visas have already walked out of these facilities and disappeared into American communities. Emphasis added. In those two cases, one of the Afghans is accused of strangling and suffocating his wife, whom he has allegedly abused for years. The other Afghan is accused of molesting 12-year-old and 14-year-old boys and threatening them with violence if they reported the abuse. Biggs and Tiffany also cite the cases, reported by The Washington Times' Stephen Dinan, where the Biden administration brought back to the U.S. two Afghan men who were previously deported after having been convicted of aggravated robbery and rape. While this is disappointing, it is hardly surprising, Biggs and Tiffany write. Vetting procedures that normally take months or even years are now being hastily conducted in just days or hours. One Customs and Border Protection official bluntly described the White House approach as get as many people on the plane as you can, and we'll sort out the immigration visa stuff later. The same official added that people have landed with no documents whatsoever, creating a very challenging work environment for the officers. Emphasis added. In their letter, Biggs and Tiffany also note that despite evacuations of Afghans to the U.S. beginning more than a month ago, it remains unclear how many Afghans have been brought to the country without having been fully vetted and their immigration processing completed. Specifically, Biggs and Tiffany want to know the number of Afghans being housed on U.S. bases, the number of U.S. bases being used to house Afghans, the number of Afghans released from U.S. bases into the interior of the country, as well as the total number of criminal complaints reported or filed involving Afghans on U.S. bases. The latest Pew Research Center survey shows Americans are, by a majority of 55%, not confident in the Biden administration's ability to adequately vet Afghans they are bringing to the U.S. Likewise, 63% of Republicans and those who lean Republican, including 65% of conservatives, oppose Biden's resettlement operation. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.